Welcome to the Meatball Pod, bitches.
Welcome back, meatballs. I hope you had an amazing week. I know I did. My birthday was amazing, by the way.
Oh my God. Tell us all about Red Lobster.
First of all, so when I posted my picture of Red Lobster, people were like, why would you pick Red Lobster? Like, I'm like, because I freaking like it. Get out of my business.
Oh yeah, everyone's so confused. Like, what did you do? How was the food?
I mean, it's Red Lobster. I like it. I mean, my kids like it. It's very family oriented. I had two big glasses of wine, so I was feeling nice towards the end.
Ooh.
But yeah, I got my coconut shrimps and I got my crab legs, and CJ shared those with me. And, you know, it was a good time. I loved it. And then the next day, or then we went home and I had like a movie night with the kids and Chris.
Oh, so cute.
Yeah. So it was a fun day. And then Saturday, me and Chris went to a little restaurant in, oh my goodness, in Bordentown. It's called Toscano Steakhouse. It's like an Italian steakhouse, and that was so freaking good. All the restaurants in Bordentown are so good. So, yes, I had my Red Lobster. We went to a kid-friendly environment with the boys, and not for nothing. Like, I truly, like, this is somewhere I used to go with, like, my grandma and my dad a lot. So I feel like it also has, like, that connection. Like, I feel like...
Hey, it's sentimental.
It's, like, a sentimental place. Like, whenever my grandma would come in from Brooklyn, she always had to go to Red Lobster.
Oh, I love that.
Like, just, like, something, like, also sentimental that I have with Red Lobster, maybe. But yeah, and then me and Chris went to like a really nice restaurant the next night, and it was so good. I had a dirty martini with blue cheese olives. You know, I love
the best.
Extra olive juice. So good.
Wait, you look so hot. The pictures that you posted with you and Chris.
Thanks. Yeah, I wanted to look sexy.
Oh, you look so hot.
Thanks.
Damn, Meatball.
I'm getting dressed up tonight.
Yeah, aging like fine wine, like you said.
I am trying. Like, I've been trying. I did, like, a juice cleanse, trying to get my shit back together. Like you said, just, like, be healthier, you know?
I know. Well, I definitely wasn't healthy this weekend because I drank a ton of martinis, a ton of wine, vodka and diet. Like, what am I, a frat boy?
Diet? I drank vodka and diet? What?
Okay, so I was at Giovanna's cheer competition, and when you go to these cheer competitions, you're literally there from like 8:30 to like 9:30 at night, walking around to all these venues. It's just like a lot. So, you know, we want to have like – the cheer moms want to have like alcohol in their tumblers. So we all have our tumblers, and my friend Tracy, you know Tracy, me and Tracy were like, should we do diet instead, because it'll give us a little caffeine, we're not so tired, and then mix that with the vodka, because we usually just do seltzer vodka. And I was like, oh, that sounds good, because, you know, we're getting tired, and it's like 2 days of this shit. It's just like a lot. So I was like, all right, let's try the diet. So we got, you know how good fountain soda is, right?
Yeah, but I'm not like a big soda person. Like,
neither am I.
I would do like orange soda.
No, I usually do just like a seltzer or a ginger ale. So I did the fountain diet with vodka mixed in. I was like, holy shit. I was like, this is so refreshing. You didn't even taste the vodka. I was chugging it. So I think this is going to be my new cheer drink if there's any cheer moms.
Really?
It like gave me energy. It put me in a good mood. Also, you know, you got a little buzz. It was the perfect drink. And then, you know, at night when we get dinner, we would do one dirty martini, and then we would get like a glass of wine to bring to the room to go to bed. So, yeah, I drank a lot this weekend. So I'm like trying to detox. I'm trying to drink as much water as I can. I mean, I feel tired. But when you drink like that, and we didn't even like get, you know, blacked out. It was just like a couple drinks here and there because I'm with my daughter. But I mean, you know, we had a buzz. When you drink like that for like 4 days straight, your body is just exhausted. Yeah, like, I'm not even hungover. I'm just tired. It's literally the worst.
Yeah. I've been, like I said, like with my New Year's resolution, I've been trying to like limit my drinking. So
have you been good?
Yeah. I just do like the 2 days a week. That's what I've been doing.
Look at us. Well, yeah. Look at you. Look at you.
Although last did 3 days because it was my birthday weekend. So I drank an extra day, but I felt like so much better just like drinking 2 days a week instead of like three or four.
Right? Because then you're not sluggish.
Yeah. And like, it's not like I would get blacked out like three or four nights a week, but like I was like drinking like, you know, like my wine. But now I've just been doing like an herbal tea at night or, you know, whatever.
Ooh, your tea. You always feel fancy with your tea.
Yeah.
You're so, like, look at me go.
But don't get me wrong, I'm still a meatball. So I just am trying to just limit my drinks. And when we film, I'm going to be fucking, you know, drinking every day. What?
Oh, yeah, we're a good time.
On the vacations, not like, you know. People tend to think when we film, like, we're filming for 3 months straight and just drinking every day. That's, like, not how it works. So,
oh, I know.
Oh, they're just
like, drinking. You guys are alcoholics and you're moms.
I'm like,
bitch,
no.
We're first of all, we're on vacation away, not with our kids. And we're there for 3 days.
And, like, if we film,
I'm going to live.
Home kits, like, it's, like, maybe once a week we do, like, a home kit and that with, like, everybody else. But if I'm, like, just home with Chris, like, doing my home stuff, like, I'm not drinking. But if we're on our vacations, like, our three-day ones with the roommates or our five-day one with the family, yes, I'm drinking those days. But it's not like we're drinking months at a time. I think people don't know that.
Well, we can't do that anymore. And this is actually a good segue because I was looking at comments on our podcast, Instagram, and everyone's like, we want you to talk more about like the Jersey Shore days and like how it was and how it is now is definitely not how it was back then. Because back then, you know, like when we were young, before we were married and kids, yeah, we were drinking like 30 days straight. And I don't know how we did it, Dee. I just don't understand
how
that happened.
Like legit drinking like every single day.
But like, how did our body handle that? I don't get it.
I'm shocked that we're still living.
Well, I'm shocked that after we did all those seasons, I went to like get my blood checked, like my liver, because I was so nervous and it was totally fine. I'm like, are you sure that's my results? Like, is that mine?
I do yearly blood work, sometimes every 6 months. Just to keep, like, you know, especially with, like, my dad and stuff, like, I just like to keep an eye on, like, everything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm like, oh, my liver, I don't know how my liver survived all those freaking seasons, like, at all.
Like, how did that happen?
Yeah. We were, like, first of all, it was like prison back then. We didn't have our phones. We would just be stuck in, like, the house for 30 days, sometimes more. Like, Italy season, we almost had a freaking heart.
Oh, my God. I want to talk about that because I don't think we've ever talked about it or, like, anybody knows. I still have nightmares of that.
So, Italy, first of all, was the longest season. Well, you guys did Miami, which I think you said was longer. But Italy, for being out of the country, it was like we were there for like almost 2 months. And then
God. And not to mention, like, we were like tanning and like getting the nails done and everything all the time. We were freaking out because we're not tanning. They didn't have acrylics to get our nails done. We were just hot messes. Our hair was falling out. We felt like we just felt gross.
Yeah, like they had nowhere to do extensions. They had nail places, but it wasn't different. And like they had tanning salons, but it was like far and few. So you had to walk like miles to get to these places too.
No, it was so dumb. Even the gym was like 2 hours away.
Yeah, and that you had to drive to, so we never went.
But that's when we got into the car accident. When me and you drove to the gym.
We went one time to the gym and we got into a car accident.
You guys remember when I crashed into the cop car?
God, and I flew like so.
And Dina flew.
Like, calm down.
We were literally going 2 miles
an hour. But we were also so hungover. But we were like, yeah, we'll make it to the gym. The one time we make it to the gym in Italy, which was literally 2 hours away, no one really knew besides Nicole how to manually drive. And
yeah, but remember I was telling you the brakes aren't working the whole ride?
And then we're like, the producers cut our brakes.
I was like, they definitely cut our brakes, so I'll smash into the car.
We blamed everything on the producers back then.
Literally.
Everything. I'm like, they cut our brakes. They wanted this to be on camera to us hitting the cops.
And then I was literally sitting in a jail cell in Italy, but it felt like It was literally a concrete room.
Yeah.
And it was freezing. And I was like, oh my God, am I stuck here forever? Because you're in another country. When you get arrested, like, you know, you could stay there forever. Like, I didn't know what was happening. And I'm like, oh my God, like, I'm not under the influence. Why am I arrested?
Yeah. I wasn't arrested, but I had to go with you. And then they put me in like, I guess like it's a waiting room. And even that was just like a concrete wall.
Yeah, it was cement.
You gonna get out soon? Like, what's happening?
I was so scared. Oh my God.
Came and she's like trying to get Nicole out, and me and her are sitting in the waiting room. I'm like, what's happening? Like, essay, is she gonna get out? Like, what is happening here?
And of course, all the paparazzi got it, so they got me like taking a breathalyzer test, and I didn't want that. Like, I didn't want anyone to like think that I was like drinking and driving. Like, I would never. So them getting a picture of that, I'm like, fucking great. Like, just what the press needs about me.
Well, Italy paparazzi was insane. And they would like, so like we said, we were there probably one of our longest runs. We were there for like almost 2 months. And it was just,
God,
it was such a different experience because it was at a country and everything is so different. Like I said, there was no, if you wanted to go tanning, you had to walk like an hour. It was just, everything was just different. And then like you had on top of that, the different paparazzi, which they would like take pictures of like me on a bridge. And it looks like I'm just hanging off of a freaking bridge. But remember my mom called. I wound up having to get taken out of filming, which they never do usually. And SA brought me in the back room and she's like, you have to speak to your mom because she's freaking out. And I'm like,
what, did you think you were going to jump?
She thought I was just dangling off a bridge, but that they cut out that there was like a platform that people laid and like sunbathed on and stuff.
So no, yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. It looked like I was just dangling from a bridge. And my mom like is on the, you know, in another country seeing, and she doesn't, I don't have a cell phone. So she just sees me dangling from a bridge and she's like, what the fuck is happening over there? Like, you know, like usually in Jersey, if she sees something like that, she drives down and she freaking whoops my ass. But in Italy, she had like no way of like reprimanding me. So she's calling all the producers. She's calling MTV. She's going crazy thinking I'm like hanging off of a bridge. Like they were like ruthless out there. Ruthless.
I can't.
I can't. Italy was crazy. But anyway, getting back to like the story. So we knew it was coming to an end and we were like about to be going home and we were just so excited to be going back to the United States. We loved Italy, but it was just time and we just couldn't wait to see our families. We were homesick.
Homesick. I don't think I've ever felt that homesick in my life.
Every single one of us too, because like usually like Paulie, like he like hides it well. Like he can like handle things for like a long period of time. But Italy, I feel like, was breaking him towards the end too. Like he was like just ready to freaking go home.
Well, yeah, he couldn't get a haircut and his blowout. Well, he was annoyed his blowout wasn't like perfect.
Yeah, Vinny was broken. Vinny was broken.
Oh, yeah. You guys know how Vinny is with his anxiety and missing home. And I think Vinny was the worst out of all of us.
Yeah. I think I was mentally broken after Italy. Like, I tried to keep my shit together, but I was fucking broke.
Oh, no, I was dead.
And then all of a sudden, we get a cast meeting. Cameras go down, and we're like, what is happening?
Yeah, but it's, like, off camera. So I'm like, oh, thank God we have a minute. Like, you know, there's not a camera in our face. I was so excited.
But also, it's, like, rare. So I thought maybe they were giving us our plans to get back home and, like, whatever. So they come in with champagne.
They're like, come on, guys.
Champagne. And the champagne is in sandcastle, like, buckets. Like, it was, like, buckets and shovels, like, sandcastles. I'm like, the fuck is happening here? So they walk in, all of our main producers, cameras go down.
Literally everyone, like, souped, ready to tell us good news.
Yeah, they're like, guess what? Congratulations, everyone. We got picked up for another season. And we're all like, okay, amazing. Like, great. We got picked up for another season. Like, go home. And then, like.
And this was season 4 at the time.
Yeah. Recoup. And then, you know, start filming in a couple months. No, they go, we're going straight to Jersey.
You guys, our faces dropped. I think I started crying because straight to Jersey means, okay, we're going to leave Italy. We're going to film the entire thing all the way to Seaside to the Shore House. And then we're going to film another month and a half. Do you know how crazy that is? Oh, my God.
We all looked at each other and almost all hysterically started crying.
Because we're like, no, we need a break.
We're like, we haven't been home in almost 2 months. We're out of the country. We're so out of our element. We're all broken. And now you're going to film us from point A to point B and start an entire another season without a break. My heart was beating out of my chest. I think I legit had a full-blown panic attack.
I mean, I think that's why our season in Seaside was just crazy. It was crazy pants. Because we were all literally losing our minds. Like, we were like, oh my God, we have to do this again. And just, like, being homesick. Like, being able to get back into the United States, passing all of our exits, knowing that we're not going to see our family for another freaking month. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I can still remember that anxiety.
That was so terrible. But, like, once we got into the Shore House, I think we were just all just so happy to be back in the United States.
Oh, yeah.
Our homesickness, it was still there, but we were just like, all right, like, game time again. Like, mm-hmm. have to get back to work. Like, our work mentality, like, came back. Well,
yeah. Yeah, we definitely had fun with it and just, like, enjoyed the moment. But we were so excited. The next day, we, like, went and we got freaking burgers and fries. And we got our cheese balls. The girls went to get our nails done. We all went tanning, and we were so excited to go tanning. Paulie burned his face. That's when I burned my ass, and I had to sit in the fridge.
Like, literally, we were just all excited to get back to our roots. That Paulie went into the tanning bed, like, I think, like, 2 or 3 times.
Oh, he did it, like, 3 times on high.
And he burned his face off. And then I didn't help because I'm like, exfoliate. And then all the skin came off. I'm like, oh, my God, that was my fault. Because I was like, I don't know. He's peeling really bad. Like, maybe if you exfoliate. But wrong answer. We all got our nails done. We all got our like, hair back in. It was, like, an entire experience. And you were all able to witness it. So I guess, like, that's what the producers really wanted was, I think we all, like, didn't take it in and be like, okay, the producers want to show, like, our life from not being ourselves to, like, recreating ourselves again back to Jersey. But at the moment, I was just like, I, like, miss my mom. I miss my dad. Like, I just need to, like, be back home. I miss my animals. At that point, I didn't have Chris, thank God, because I would have never made it. I wouldn't have made it through Italy if I had a boyfriend.
Oh, I had Gianni. It was terrible.
That was a terrible.
Well, remember Gianni came?
Oh, my God.
And he literally left that night. Oh, my God. This is why my husband doesn't do TV anymore. It's just very traumatic. And, oh, my God, that was, like, the worst feeling in the world.
Oh, my God. I felt so bad for you. I felt so bad
for Gianni. Can you imagine?
That was definitely the worst experience for you. And him. It was probably better off if he didn't even come. Honestly.
I know.
Wait, and then how about, like, this is a little something you guys didn't know. So.
Oh, and this is when did I get arrested? Season 3? Oh, no, wait. We're talking about season 5.
No, yeah. Season 5, I got back.
Got it. Okay.
I decided to do blonde and brown hair. I looked like a freaking crazy person.
Oh, please. You look hot.
We were all – that's like – we were just like having meatball days every day in a hot mess because we were just so happy to be back in Seaside. So one thing that people didn't know that – because people were like, why did Gianni come and visit but Roger never came and visited? But Roger did come and visit, but they never showed him.
Roger came to visit when Gianni did, didn't he? Or no, it was a different time.
It was a different time. Mm. But he came, but they never filmed him. Like, they filmed him, but he never made the show because they said it didn't fit the storyline or something. But I remember.
Oh, that's so weird because I remember them showing literally everything.
Yeah, so that was, like, weird because people were like, why didn't Roger come to visit Jenny? But he did. And then people would see him in, like, paparazzi shots, and they're like, that's weird, but he wasn't on the show. But, yeah, Italy was nuts. And then going straight to Jersey was even more nuts. And then they
They decided to throw us a welcome home party and like surprise us with our families. And none of us wanted to leave after that. It might have been worse.
That made it worse. Like, yeah, we were excited to like go and see all of our families. But then they left us and then we had to go back to the house. Like, this is freaking torture. Like,
right after that is when Vinny completely broke and he had to leave.
Yeah, that's when Vinny left us.
Yeah.
And then we had to go kidnap him. He came back with a tattoo. He was like a totally different person.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. He like came back someone else. He like had a mental breakdown.
Oh my God. I remember when he left and I was like, can we leave?
I know. I'm like, this isn't fair.
Oh, the meatballs were not happy. I was like, we're homesick too.
I was like sad that he left, but I was like jealous because I'm like, he gets to go home for a little bit because I had a feeling he was going to eventually come back, you know?
Yeah.
But I guess he just needed that. Whatever. And then he got, what did it say? Let go, let God or whatever was his tattoo.
Yeah, because we went through so much in Italy that he was like a prisoner.
He needed an anxiety tattoo to make him feel better.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know what was nice? We actually had, like, a little downtime. So every time we used to wrap a season, they would just put us in a hotel. We stay there because, you know, after we're done filming, we relax for, like, a day. And then we have to do our pictures for the season. We have to do some press. So we did actually have, like, a little bit before. Yeah. We jumped into it. But it's not like we had, like, 2 days off.
And we don't see each other, like, except for photos. Like, so after we finish seasons, we go into lockdown. Not anymore. Back in the day. And we would have our own hotel rooms, and we couldn't see each other or talk.
Yeah, we were locked in a room.
And then, like, we would see each other during photo shoots, but then we would get put back in, like, the lockdown room. And basically, they would get us ready for the next season, and then the first time we would see each other again would be in the house. I guess because they wanted it like an authentic start.
Yeah, but they didn't want to miss anything off camera.
Actually, I was so sick. And then I had to do, remember I did that 6-hour energy commercial with Sam? Do you remember that?
I don't remember that.
So I did this 6-hour energy.
Oh my God.
And it was during that lockdown period. So I had to leave Italy. We were in lockdown, and then me and Sam had to go out and do this commercial and then come back. I was so sick that they wound up having to – I always get sick after these freaking trips. Having to go to the, you know, urgent care and getting antibiotics before we had to move into the house and go straight to Jersey. I was like a hot mess. I'm like, I'm dying. I'm like dying. Like, can I go home for a couple of days just to sleep?
Literally.
And then Paulie – during that time, Paulie didn't rest. He, like, went from Italy. I don't even think he was in lockdown because then he had to do, like, a whole bunch of shows in between. So he was flying all over the place and then flew back and then went right into Jersey. I don't know how that man does it.
But Paulie still does it. I don't know. He is, like, he's an energizer bunny. I don't ever see him tired. And he's always on the go. He'll fly here, he'll fly there. He won't even get any sleep and then like go straight into filming and then leave filming to go, you know, do like 2 gigs in different states and then come back to the house to film again. Yeah. I don't know how this kid does it, but he's insane.
Like there's times he leaves, we go to sleep. By the time we wake up the next day, he's back. I'm like,
yeah, and he has, like, the most energy out of all of us. I'm like, I know, who, like, are you?
What? I'm like, he's a vampire. I'm like, he's definitely
100% a vampire.
He has vampire blood in him, and he just, like, able to function because I could never. I could never.
No, yeah, he doesn't age. And I feel like back in the day, he was always up first with Mike, and they would always go GTL. I mean, you know the meatballs. We're sleeping in until they wake us up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Paulie's always up first. I, like, wake up, and he's already sitting on the get-ready couch, like, ready to go, waiting for everybody else to wake up. I'm like, dude, when do you sleep?
I can't. He doesn't sleep.
Sleep!
I mean, I feel like even now, even when, you know, we go on our, like, our OG trips, and it's only for a couple days, even now, like, when, you know, we drink till, like, 1 o'clock, we go to bed I still need to sleep in. Like, I can't just wake up and be like, okay, let's go. Like, no, even now, like, I feel like I need more sleep because I'm older.
Oh, 100%. And he's still, like, the first person to be texting in group chat or, like, you know, I'm like, what? He'll be the last person to, like, he'll be the last person to text and then the first person to text. I'm like, this man just doesn't sleep. He is just able to function. And I'm like, my God, I'm like, I wish I had that energy.
That's why I'm like, I feel like he's meant to be a DJ.
Oh, 100%. It's like just
he has that DJ life.
Yeah, I could never. I give Paulie props. Props to Paulie.
And then I remember the season when I was pregnant and I lived by myself. And that was awful. I think that was probably my least favorite season.
Oh, that was my least favorite season too.
Like, I just felt so lonely, but, like, I was, like, you know, thinking about the baby and, like, you know, being a responsible mom. So, like, I was already being a good mom, I feel. But, like, inside, I was, like, I miss my friends. Like, they're going to Karma. I can't go there. Oh, that was, like, the worst season for me.
Honestly, it was the worst season for me for, like, other reasons. Like, I missed you because I lost you. And then, you know, like, we're making a show, so, like, everybody, I feel like at that point for season six, everybody was just over it. So I was, like, I kept trying to keep the, like, momentum up, and, like, I was, like, the only one, like, really, like, trying to party hard, and, like, I was by myself.
Oh, yeah.
So I felt like at that point, season six, everyone was over it. I was still trying, and I didn't have you, so I was, like, very alone. I missed Chris. Everybody was giving me shit about Chris. Like, oh, you're too attached to him. Like, you're going to lose him. Like, stop being so crazy. And I'm thinking to myself, like, I see what's happened to all of your relationships in this house. Like, I don't want that. Like, I love this kid so much that I see a future with him. And I don't want it to get ruined because you know? So, like, I was just overprotective of Chris. But everybody was giving, like, Ron, Sam, Vinny, they were all giving me such shit about, like, being super crazy with Chris. And I'm like,
okay, that was a terrible season for you.
Yeah, I'm like,
leave you got me arrested.
I love you all, but leave me the fuck alone, please. Like, I love this man, and I don't want to jeopardize my
relationship. I love this man.
Yeah, that's how I felt. And, like, nobody was under, Vinny's like, oh, you're going to lose him. I'm like, shut the fuck up, oh, Vinny. Like, who are you to give me freaking any relationship advice?
I can't.
And then, like, Sam and Ron were, like, giving me problems. Like, they're like, you're being crazy and annoying. And I'm thinking to myself, listen, I love you, Sam and Ron. But, like, I was thinking to myself, I've dealt with your shit for how many seasons? And you can't, like, just give me a pass here? Like, really?
I can't. And then I'm just sitting in my house like, do-do-do.
Yeah, I was having such a hard time that season. Missed you. I wound up getting arrested. Yeah, that was like my worst season. That was it. That was my worst. That was like my mental breakdown season where I needed Prozac.
Literally. And it was like, all right, last I'm not season. Joking.
After that season, I like went to a therapist and I like, I went on my Prozac. My intrusive thoughts got worse. Yeah. So then it was after that season that I was like, okay, I need like, my OCD is just like out of control at this point. I think because I was just like mentally drained. But yeah, that season, I agree, wasn't our greatest.
I mean, reality will do it to you. When people see reality, especially like people that knock on us all the time or like always talk shit about reality stars and stuff, like it's not a real job. It is a job. It's mentally draining. Obviously, like, you want to have fun, you're there to entertain, so like you just have to enjoy yourself and have the best time, but then there's drama and then there's a camera in your face every single day of the hour. It's just a lot and it's draining, and when you don't get a break between a season, you literally go crazy. Like, yeah. You go insane.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, being depressed for a little bit.
No, yeah. We filmed all those seasons within, like, 3 years, I feel.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Because they were back to back to back to back to back. But, like, I don't – like, now we film, it seems longer, but we get a lot of breaks in between. And, like, like I said, like we get our families now. Now it's like such, it's like night and day from the last, like how OG seasons were. And I just, I love it more. I like it better. Like I like that we're like, aren't there 30 days in a row, you know?
No, I can never mentally do that ever again. And I'm glad that we don't do that because I just feel like in general, we can't. Like we all have kids, you know, we all, our kids like have lives and it's just like literally impossible to ever do that. So I like the way we film now, even though it is longer and, you know, it adds on like a couple more months. We still have like our normal lives, you know, like we'll go do an OG trip for 3 days and then we'll come back and then we'll do interviews here and there. But like, we're still home with our kids. I'm still getting my kids to school, still picking them up, bringing them to practice. I mean, we still need to be functional parents, but also like, you know, film and do our job. So I love it so much better now. I cannot imagine going back to how it was.
I agree. Like, I feel like I consider myself a stay-at-home mom. And then when I'm working, I'm working. Like, while we're filming now, like, we have, like, for instance, we'll start filming probably at the end of January. I think we start filming this weekend at Mike's thing. I think they're filming. I'm pretty sure they're filming Mia Bella's first birthday. So we'll start this weekend. But we will end probably in like beginning of April. So what? That's like 3 months we'll film now, but it's scattered all over the place. So we definitely have downtime, which is like nice. And then we'll have like then we had this month and a half off or 2 months off, which was amazing, much needed.
Yeah, I just love it way better. And I'm honestly excited. I miss you guys. I feel like I haven't seen you in forever. So I'm excited to see you Sunday. I'm going to come with Sissy.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm very excited for Mia Bella's first. I can't believe she's won. Like,
crazy. What? I feel like she just had her.
I know. I'm like, Mia Bella's won? Like, what?
Insane. And then I totally forgot in my mind that she's still pregnant. And yeah. I'm like, holy shit, they're going to have 3 toddlers.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, she's going to be due, like, very soon.
Insane.
But yeah, so I'm really excited for Mia Bella's first birthday this weekend. I'm excited to see everybody. And not only like just our cast, I'm also excited to see the crew. Like I feel like we really are a close-knit family. Especially, I don't know if people like get like the same producers from OG are still with us 15 years later. So it's like I used to call Ashley, which is like now, like I consider her like a sister. I love her so much. Like I used to call Ashley, like, where's the curly hair lady? Like I need the curly hair.
Oh yeah. I always thought Ashley was the nicest producer ever.
Like, can I please talk to the curly, like back, like third, season 3. I'm like, can I please talk to that curly haired lady? And now I'm like texting her. I'm like, Ashley, can you please get to my room, please? I need to talk.
Literally. The last time I texted her filming was like the last time we were together at our trip, and I woke up at like 7, and that's when I wasn't feeling good, and I was like, Ashley, can you come in my room? And she came in my room. I was like, can you rub my back and get me a bagel? And she was rubbing my back while she got me a bagel.
No, but it's so true.
Like Ashley's like our mom now.
I love her. So the night that we all blacked out and we think we're drugged, I texted Ash, I'm like, please call me. And like, even with Shogun, like I could talk to him. I'm like, Shogun, somebody please call me. And like, they call me and they're like, what's happening? I'm like, can somebody just kind of fill me in on what happened last night? Like, I don't remember what happened. I don't remember leaving. Did I fall asleep? Did we eat something? Like, what was my night? What was my
literally
night?
And they all just said that we were trying to heat up pizza. Oh no, that was another time.
Yeah. They're like, they're our friends. And like the camera guys and girls and all like the sound people. Mm-hmm. I love them all. So I'm excited to get filming started again. I'm excited to see everybody. I'm excited to see the crew. I feel like we're going to have fun. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be some stupid fucking drama as always.
Oh no, the meatballs steer clear of drama. Like I'm too old for this shit.
I tried my hardest this past season. I'm just like, please, I want nothing to do with any of this shit. I just
No, I think we steer clear.
Like, I'm done. So I just don't want to be involved. I don't have that personality for it. Like, there's
no, and you know what? Like, I feel like we were never like that. Like, we always like stood up for ourselves or whatever, but we never started anything. And I feel like now that we're older, like, I don't want to fight with my friends, especially when we're out. And, like, we have, like, these vacations. Like, I want to have a good time. Obviously, it's a reality show and, you know, there needs to be drama and stuff like that. But, like, it doesn't have to be that serious and I don't want to be involved.
Yeah. And I'm actually reading comments and a lot of people are over it. They're like, we just...
Oh, they're so over it. I feel like everyone's always like, I like you guys better when you all get along. I'm like, same. Yeah.
And a lot of them are like, listen, like, we want just to see them have fun, like, the OG seasons again. I'm like, yes.
Yes, same. Queens, please.
Same. I'm over it. I'm over the same drama over and over. It's, like, it's exhausting. As much as you guys are exhausted from watching it, we're exhausted.
Yeah, just think of us being stuck in the middle of it.
Like, no more.
Like, can we stop? But this season, you guys are going to freak out because there was drama. And I'm like, I feel like we made it funny, but it was a lot.
It was. And who knows? I have no idea what we're going into this season. Zero clue.
No idea. But all I know is really that we're going to have a good time.
Yeah. I plan on just like enjoying life and having fun. I'm 37. 37, people.
Ew, grandma.
30 freaking 7.
Yeah. So what are we going to do for your 40th?
Listen, Jenny turns 40 before me, so.
Oh, my God. It's insane.
Yeah. And, like, I hate this part because, so, right now I'm 37 and Chris is 34. So, it's, like, this two-month period.
Rock in the cradle.
Of, like, I feel like I'm, like, dating someone super younger. But then once he turns 35, I don't feel as bad. I'm like, okay. He's 35 and I'm 37. It's a two-year difference. Not a big deal.
No, yeah, you're dating a baby right now.
But right now, I'm 37. He's 34. It just
seems
so much bigger of a like thing, right? Like age gap. Like,
that feels crazy.
I'm like, can you turn 35 already? Can March 15th just
be like, I feel terrible.
Yeah. Hurry your ass up, March 15th. He needs to be 35. I can't be a 37-year-old married to a 34-year-old.
Ew.
Yeah.
Feels like you're dating a baby.
Yeah, right? But it's only for these first, like, it's only for 2 months. And then he turns, you know, an age older and it doesn't seem as bad. So.
Yeah, me and Gianni are the same age, so it's nice. But yeah. he is older than me because his birthday's in March, mine's in November. So when he does turn 37, because we're both 36 now, when he turns 37, I'm going to be like, Grandpa! I'm like, you got a lot of gray hairs. And he's literally only a couple months older than me.
I know. Well, you're going to be – it's you just make me laugh so much because you're like, oh, you're so old. Like, bitch, you're going to be
– I know. I'm right behind you.
Me too.
I know. It's funny, though. Did you ever see those memes where they're like when your friend is like 3 months younger than you and they treat you like an old lady?
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, that's me. It's funny.
And then poor Jenny, she gets it the worst.
Oh, my God. She is a dinosaur.
She looks so good, though, I think.
Oh, of course.
Good. So I saw this thing on TikTok that Gen Z is aging quicker than millennials.
Did you see? What do you mean? Like they're looking older?
Like, they're looking older than us now. Like, we're in our 30s, and they already look like they're in their 30s.
Oh, shit. I didn't even see that.
Yeah. And I was like,
they probably forgot to exfoliate.
Yeah, or maybe just the stress of the world. I don't know.
Or all the shit they talk about millennials.
Well, think about it, because we didn't have the stress of social media back when we were younger.
No.
I feel like that takes a toll, mental toll. So maybe that's why they like are, it looks like they're aging quicker. Or it could just be bullshit, you know, but I mean, they do look older.
Damn. I'm happy to be a millennial, even though we had no idea we were millennials.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, fuck millennials. Fuck millennials.
We're millennials.
Frank made it very well known to let me know that I was a millennial.
Oh, my God. The editing, I can't.
They're like, millennial with freaking arrows pointing. I'm like, oh, my God. You're right. I am a millennial. But now I'm a proud millennial now that I know I'm a millennial.
Same. Millennial moms.
Yeah. Look at us.
Look at us.
Well, before we start fan questions, I want to let you guys know that you need to vote for us because we are up for People's Choice Award. I feel like we always lose to the Kardashians every single year. Please vote for us.
Yeah,
I want a People's Choice Award.
Whenever I see the Kardashians up against us, I'm like, eh, damn it.
I was like, and we're not winning. Like, nobody wants to piss off the Kardashians.
Yeah.
But I feel like just one year, like maybe one time.
Maybe we'll get it this time. So, yes, go vote for us. Yeah, we really want a People's Choice Award. I think it would be cool. After 15 years, I feel like we deserve one.
Yeah, I just want it one time. Like, I don't need it every single time. Just once.
Yeah, that's it.
So please vote for us at People's Choice. That would be amazing. And we'd be so happy and grateful for you, or for us. Well, yeah, for you, because you guys are the best fans. And I feel like you're always there for us. You love watching us and you guys are so supportive. So thank you in advance for voting for us.
Love you guys.
All right, let's get to meatball fan questions. Ooh, okay. I don't know who this is from, but it says, what outfits do you want to be wearing when the rapture comes? Because we talked about that last episode. I think I want to be in cozies. Oh, my God. I just bought these new Crocs. Did you see my Crocs?
Oh, wait. The ones that you just fell on your ass and broke.
Yeah. Clearly, they're not ice equipped. But I want to wear these cozy Crocs with socks, leggings, and an oversized sweatshirt to be cozy.
So, wait. But I'm confused. Why? You never change your clothes?
Well, when the rapture comes, we're flying in the air to Jesus.
No, I know, but then you go to heaven. So, like, in heaven, that you just wear that?
Yeah, I guess. So, I think I want to be cozy for the rest of eternity.
Yeah, for some reason, I always thought that they gave you something, like an outfit. Maybe not.
Oh, like a cloak with your wings?
Yeah, not a cloak. I mean, I guess that's if you're an angel. I guess with the rapture, I don't know. I picture the rapture like us just getting brought into a different
realm,
dimension of heaven. Yeah. And I just figure we like, I don't know.
Yeah, well,
I
mean, I guess I'm not going to be dressed up.
No. I'll probably wear, like you said, like leggings, slippers, and a cozy shirt, but I still want to look cute, you know?
Yeah, so I'll probably do like shiny leggings, like they're dressy leggings, but then I'll do like a cute oversized sweatshirt with hoop earrings.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I like my hoop earrings.
Yeah, I'm going to wear just normal leggings and then an oversized sweatshirt, like a cozy one.
With your glasses.
I might probably do like put my hair straight because I like it better straight.
I think mine's going to be in a messy bun.
Yeah. But I feel like when you're up there, we'll be able to change our clothes and put our hair up in a ponytail.
I mean, I don't know how it works.
I don't either.
All right, next question. Pick one.
Okay. Hi, Meatballs. If you were stranded in a desert island with all the Jersey Shore cast, who do you think would survive and who would you kill to survive? Oh, my God. Kathleen from Jersey.
Oh, damn. Who do you think would survive? I'd say us because we're amazing. Yeah, I'd definitely say the Meatballs, JWoww.
Yeah.
What about the boys?
I feel like Paulie would definitely survive. Vinny.
No, Vinny might have a breakdown and just end it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's weird because I could see Vinny, like, doing well. But then again, I, like...
Yeah, he would be jump roping and, like, eating ants for protein.
So, I don't... Yeah, I'm not really sure how Vinny would
do. Who would we eat, though? Like, who would we kill?
Oh, I think we should plead the fifth.
Yeah, but you want to eat someone that, like, has, like, a lot of meat. Like, Ronnie, I feel, has a lot of meat.
Yeah.
So he could feed everyone. Yeah. I think we would draw straws.
I don't know. I feel like the meatballs would be pointless to eat. We're so little, there'd be like nothing there.
No, yeah. We would only feed one person.
I mean, it would have to be one of the boys.
Yeah, because they're bigger and they're muscly and that's a lot of food.
So
Are we cannibals? I'm looking at who looks like a turkey.
Mike's pretty bulked up.
Oh, yeah. His arms could feed the meatballs for sure.
Yeah.
Sick.
I mean, I wouldn't want to kill anybody, but I feel like the girls we're all little.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to kill them. They would have to end it themselves.
Yeah, I feel like it would be pointless to... Vinny is too little. Like, what would we fucking eat? Oh my God,
that would be like eating an asparagus stick.
Yeah, no, he's like fucking
pointless. Wait, I want like a burger.
It would have to be probably Mike, Paulie, or Ronnie.
Yeah, I would say Ron.
Yeah, he's meaty.
All right, next one. You guys never got back to us about Squid Game. What did you think about the ending? We never talked about that?
My gosh, I think we just got...
Are we like, morons?
The aliens happened and then we just got all over the place.
Wait, so I hope she got paid because supposedly she didn't get paid for a while.
Really?
Yeah. She was like, I still didn't get paid.
Oh my goodness. I did not like how she did that to... What's his face?
Oh, she got dirty in the end.
She did get dirty in the end.
Because I was always rooting for her, like, being a really good person. And then I'm like, damn.
She went cutthroat. But that's what you have to do in these games.
Literally, that's what you have to do to win all that money.
Just to think, like, if you were on an island and you had to kill somebody. Well, I mean, I would probably not want to kill anybody. But
so out of all the people left, was she the one that you were rooting for? Or was it somebody else that was left?
I
forget their names now. It's been so long.
It was Sam, Mai, and then what was the other guy's name? I don't remember his name. He was cute with like little, he had long hair. He was very sweet.
Oh, I liked him.
I liked him. I feel like I was, mm-hmm. It was her and him at the end. I can't remember his name. But I liked him. Mm-hmm. I feel like after he was being so shady, I started rooting for him.
Same.
And also because he was so good at that box game by, like, figuring out who was putting the box on his table.
I feel like he was, like, a psychic. Like, how do you know this?
Yeah. Yes. So I was kind of rooting for him. But, you know, my one. I just didn't like her at the end. I didn't care for her decisions at the end. But at the same time, it is a game. So, like, I get it. But I don't know if I loved that it was that game of chance.
Oh, my God. Like, the rock, paper, scissor. I mean, sometimes you can, like, feel what the other person is going to do. But the fact that it was just, like, it could be anybody and it wasn't actually, like, testing their skills or anything. Like, that was just, like, pure luck.
Yeah. I was hoping not for a game like that where it's pure luck. Like, I feel like they really killed themselves to get to the end, and then it was pure luck. Like, it should have been, like, a challenge, I thought.
Oh, yeah, I wanted it to be, like a crazy hard challenge.
We're going to have to talk to Chelsea, our producer. She was on. I'm going to be like, Chelsea, what were you thinking?
No. Oh, yeah, so now they're already casting for season 2 of Squid Games. Can you imagine all those people trying to get on? It's probably millions of applications.
Do you think they'll put, like, people on again that didn't make – like, the people that – the poor freaking souls that were so excited to be on a reality TV show then don't make it past red light, green light?
Oh, they're the worst. And, like, some of them weren't even on at all because there's so many people.
Right. So I wonder if they'll recast some of those people just because you didn't get to see them anyway, you know?
Terrible.
Okay. Nicole, can you start a conspiracy page and post all the videos you talk about? I'm so invested, but never see these videos.
We could definitely start a meatball page of, like, what we talk about.
We have, especially, like, I'm such a conspiracy theorist. I'm, like, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think it's just because of, it's all about your algorithm. Like, if you start looking at conspiracy things, your algorithm is going to bring you to conspiracy things. So
yeah.
If you really want to see conspiracy videos, just start looking those things up.
Yeah, so I'm more like into the alien side of it, just like the aliens, the dimensions, what's going to happen, government cover-ups. Like, I'm down that rabbit hole. I know all about it. I feel like you're more of like world events and what happens and, like, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, like doomsday, government, conspiracies, stuff
like that. So I feel like both of us, we're like a really good team together because if something goes down, we both have information about it.
Oh, 100%. 100%. although my algorithm got me, so I was on the North Sea. Remember I was telling you about my, I was into waves and stuff.
Yeah.
So now, then I went to Drake's Passage, and then I found this cruise. It's called the Ultimate World Cruise, the Serenade, and they're doing a 9-month cruise, and it's like a reality show. So like all these TikTokers are on there, and some people don't like each other. There's like, it's like Titanic. You should look into it because there's different like stages of who's on the boat. So like there's like the pinnacle members, the pinnacle in training. And then you have the people that are just like, they call them baby leggers because they're not on the 9 months. They're only there for some time and they get treated differently.
My God.
It's insane. And then this one TikToker, his name is Mark Sebastian. I started becoming friends with him because I loved his stuff. And he was just kind of like put on there to like get the tea and like be dramatic. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I fucking need to get off this cruise. Like he's hysterical.
Oh, damn. And
he's a big meatball fan.
But what happens on the cruise?
So you do a world cruise and you like just for 9 months, it's the same people on this cruise. And here and there, you'll have some people get off, some people get on. But the people that are there 9 months are 700 people. But the problem is there's different, like I said, there's different classes. So some people feel like they're getting treated worse. There's like little like circles being made.
And this is a reality show? People,
no, it's a real life cruise.
Oh.
But because everybody is on TikTok, like you just see all the aspects of this cruise. So like so many people are following this cruise as if it's like a reality show.
Wait, but it's actually like a vacation cruise. It's just turning into a shit show?
Yeah, kind of. Yes.
Oh. I'm like, what is this?
So, like, the ship at first, they weren't sure if they were going to make it to, like, through Drake's Passage because it wasn't, like, equipped for Drake's Passage. So people started watching it then. Then, like, there's people fighting with Pinnacle members, which are, like, the first class. And then there's, like, the Pinnacle in training, which also think that who they are. And then and then there's like the people that aren't the Pinnacle members. So they don't get water in their rooms and they're getting annoyed that like certain things cost more money for them. It's just like an entire thing. And now like there's certain members that are like becoming friends but not like, including other people. It's like it's ridiculous.
Well, I can't imagine being stuck on a cruise for 9 months.
Well, that's what Mark Sebastian is like. He's just giving you like the whole like ugly truth about cruises and like, you know, he's like, I freaking need to get off this freaking cruise. Like he's just giving it to you how it is. And like, he does these things where it's like things I love, things that I need to serve papers for and who should be in prison. And it's like all just like negative
shit.
This
is going to turn into a murder cruise.
But,
people
right?
just start getting murdered, being thrown off the side. Like, no, thank you.
And the worst part, they ran out of wine before the Drake's Passage, so people were losing their fucking minds.
So there's no alcohol?
Because they didn't have the wine. It was, I've just been, like, following it. And I think it's the most, I don't know if I'll continue following it once Mark is off because he's hysterical. Mm-hmm. But there's, like, a lot of other people that make factors into this cruise. Like, then there's, like, older women and they're, like, Pinnacle members, but they're sweet. But now they're hearing that this cruise that's supposed to be 9 months and they paid 9 months for it might end early because in the Red Sea, there's stuff going on, you know, with, you know, everything in the Middle East. And then they might have to cancel another part because of the weather. So all these ports are getting canceled. And a lot of people think that they're in an experiment. Like they're in this experiment where they're just stuck on this cruise for 9 months and not getting off without going to ports.
Wait, so why'd they want to go on the cruise? Just for an actual vacation for 9 months?
Yeah, so you, like, travel the world for 9 months, but they've already had to cancel so many ports because of the weather or certain things. So,
they think they're on a reality show.
Yeah, so this is the kicker. I couldn't believe it. So I'm following. They get through Drake's Passage. They couldn't even step foot on Antarctica. So they got to Antarctica, and then they couldn't even go and explore Antarctica because they weren't allowed. So then they went out. They sent, like, a lifeboat just to grab an iceberg to bring it on the boat so people could take pictures with it.
Oh, my God. How much did they pay for this?
Like, from what I understand, some of the tickets were, like, $60,000.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so it's actually really entertaining. There's so many new cast members. They just
took a big iceberg and threw it on the boat.
Yeah.
Yes. Go touch it.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. So bizarre. It's, as people say, you know, the Roman Empire. Now I know what my Roman Empire is. I think about this ship every day. I'm like, oh, God, I wonder how they're doing over there.
Oh, my God. No, it's going to turn into a murder ship. I would call the Coast Guard. I'd be like, get me off this.
Yeah, people are going to start going freaking crazy.
Oh, my God.
And, like, there's some TikTokers that just show, like, all the great stuff. But some people are calling them plants, like Royal Caribbean planted them in there to show how great it is. And then you have the people that maybe weren't that are showing, like, the real. Who knows? But if you haven't looked into Ultimate World Cruise, check it out. A lot of the cast members, cast members in quotations, cast they're just members. TikTok. A lot of the cast members are really like fun to watch. There's this one girl called Little Rat Brain or something. She gives great content.
Little Rat Brain.
Yeah, there's like a whole bunch of them.
Oh my God.
Yeah, check them out. They're interesting.
Freaking weird.
Yeah, very. It's a reality show, but it's not.
Amazing.
And then, hey, meatballs, love the show and love you both. Thank you. You're both amazing moms. Quick question, though. If you had to give up wine or sex for the rest of your life, which would it be? No. Clearly wine, because I love to have sexuals with my Christopher.
No, yeah. But then we can never drink wine again.
But
can we have a vodka seltzer? Like what?
Yeah. Is there a gray area? Because me and Chris do have like favorites. We like to do other things like oral.
So can I hate you both. You're can so we disgusting.
Do? Can I still have wine if we just do oral?
I can't. Did you get orals for your birthday?
Oh, of course.
Good for you.
But yeah. So I feel like no, of course, sexuals. But yeah, can we do like a vodka soda?
Yeah, if we could do a vodka soda. Yeah,
or like a champagne.
I mean, we're definitely not giving up our sexuals with our husbands.
No, of course not. So, I mean, I would have to give up my wine, of course. But I feel like, you know, I could do like a vodka soda, a dirty martini.
I'll do my diet in vodka. Trash.
Your diet vodka? My God. What are you, like 12?
I'm literally 12 at a house party.
In your parents' basement?
Ew, stop. Like, what else? I hate myself.
I have to admit. Oh, my goodness. Well, this was a fun episode. I feel like it's good because last week's was a little bit dark.
I read the comments and they were like, we love that you guys are like conspiracy theorists, but can we talk more about Jersey Shore? I was like, we'll get to behind the scenes.
No, someone actually messaged me. They're like, you guys kind of scared me. I'm like, oh, God.
I was like, I don't think we could be our true selves with our conspiracy theorists here.
Like, sorry. Oh, my God. So today I freaking had to get the ice off the car and I pulled out my shoulder.
Oh, well, I pulled out my shoulder falling. So there's that.
I'm like, I can't. Chris is like, do you need to get it? Like, do you need to go to the doctor? I'm like, no, I think I'll just take Advil. I think I'll be all right.
But yeah, we are hot messes. We need to go rest our bodies. I got to go get the kids at school. But
yeah, same.
This has been amazing. Oh, for this weekend, meatballs, if any of you are in the Seaside area down the shore, I am doing my VIP event at the Snooki Shop in my Seaside Heights location on Saturday. There's still tickets available, but this is, you know, where I have my VIP event at the store. It's totally closed. It's a private event. You need a ticket to get in. And it's a shopping spree. Everybody gets like 20% off. No, 25% off. Everybody gets a goodie bag from me. And then we do raffles every time slot. So you get to win like a basket and I give like two or three away. And then, of course, I have champagne, messy mama. I'm going to be there taking pictures. So it's just like a fun day of like sipping and shopping with me.
Ooh, so fun.
Yes, you guys can get tickets at the Snooki Shop on Instagram. And whoever wants to come, I will see you Saturday.
All right, well, have the best weekend. I will see you on Sunday at the baby's birthday party. So that's going to be so much fun.
Yes, can't wait, mama.
Can't wait. And we will tell you all about our drunken Sunday.
Yep. All right, we love you, meatballs. We did it, D.
We did it. Let's go get sauce, meatball.